No. Get lesson A, B, C, D. No. There's such a thing as far as the impartation of gifts. But if you notice, we didn't talk about gifts at all this whole conference. We talked about a believer priesthood. The healing anointing. I've never in my life have ever sought God for a healing anointing. I've sought God to know Him as my Father. I've never gone into a secret place to seek Him for healing anointing. It's true, there's impartation through the laying on of hands. But I want to tell you that the reality of this thing is that I have a faith, and I know Dan has a faith, for impartation through the message, for you to actually receive straight from the message itself, and it actually become active in your life. So to lay on hands to impart a gift, I get it. I understand that. But the reality of this truth hitting your heart and having you become what this word has told you that you already are. What we do is we go to places and we unlock what people really are. Honestly, we just bring the reality of who God has said that you are out. So as far as like a healing anointing, I don't know that I carry that. I don't have grid for that stuff.
That's why he's saying I don't. Mark 16 says, these signs shall follow those that... It doesn't say these signs shall follow those that carry the healing anointing. It doesn't say these signs shall follow the gifted. These signs follow the believer, and that's every one of us in this room. Is there a healing gift mentioned in the Bible? Is there a working of miracles? Absolutely understand it. And it flows a lot of times coupled with prophecy or word of knowledge. Sometimes it's talking even about corporate settings and services where somebody gets discernment, points out a situation. They stand up and God rocks that. You know what I mean? But as far as your everyday life and ministry, you walk in a believer priesthood that carries more than enough to meet the need. You get it? And it's about us believing that. I'm not saying this rudely. Us as the church finally believing that. Seriously. Because every promise is to the who? Believer. So if you were the enemy against the body of Christ, what would you try to mess with? The belief system of the Christian. So wonder if you get established and convinced. You get it? I wonder if you wake up in the morning and say, Father, you live in me. Thank you, God, for the finished work of Christ flowing through me. Thank you that what the world needs is in my spirit, and it's going to flow out in some special degree today because you're with me and you love people. Do you get it? So yeah, don't get caught up with gifting and healing anointing. Believer priesthood, you're His choice. You're His son. Like Father, like son.
In John 14, when Jesus is like talking to the guys, and He's like, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Right? We talked about that. And okay, show us the Father. And He said, he who has seen me has seen the Father. Right? Don't you know that the Father's in me and I'm in Him? And Jesus is like telling these guys. And they're like, you know what? You haven't yet asked the Father in my name, but you're going to ask Him in my name. And anything you ask is going to be done for you. As a matter of fact, he who believes in me,
that's it.
These same things that I do. See, I don't know how we get out of this.
Do you hear He's talking relationship the whole time? You hear what Todd's sharing? It's relationship.
It's intimacy.
The whole time.
It's all. That's why I said that last subject that we just hit is worth forever understanding. It's awesome because I am growing in that place. It's awesome. But He says, he who believes in me, the same things that I do, the believer is going to do. And greater things because I'm going to go to be with the Father. Why did He say that? Because I'm going to go to be with the Father. So we couldn't do these greater things until He went to the Father. Because Jesus did what He did because it was the Father that dwelt in Him that did the works. And the disciple didn't have the Father dwelling in him doing the works. They had exousia power. They had the authority that Jesus gave them. And the Holy Spirit was with them. But Jesus said, I'm going to go away. And I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. Because my presence with you is going to be far surpassed by my presence in you. And you're going to be a believer. And then all of a sudden, the same things that I do and greater are you going to do because I'm going to go be with Him. So He did that. I told you, the cat's out of the bag. The message, it's the mystery is revealed. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's not the healing anointing in you, the hope of glory. It's the Christ that's in you, the hope of glory. See, this steps on toes of people that are looking to I need you to just pray for me. No. And honestly, a lot of times when I'm sharing and when I'm preaching, when we share truth like this, like the people that ask those questions, they're just like, whatever, they're making a beeline to get hands laid on them. It's weird. We got to get to a place where where we believe the gospel. And I'm not being mean. Man, I've had hands laid. I get it. I'm telling you that this is a believer priesthood. You have a privilege to receive straight from. This is the healthiest thing that you can ever get. It really is. It will stop you going from conference to get everybody to lay hands on you. God does not want you to be an echo. He wants you to be a voice. And He wants you to be a believer that knows their Father. And He wants you to run with Him. He'll never, ever, ever lead you astray. Guys, this is amazing. We don't know what we have. It's really awesome. You can receive straight from your dad. So good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Tom, I realize we have a ton of questions, but just love us and respect us, and there's just a lot of grace on this topic. It just keeps coming to me. I'm going to say it real quick. Talk to the Holy Spirit often. People will tell you, well, we don't commune with the Holy Spirit. Talk to me. The Bible says in two places in the New Testament, there's communion with Holy Spirit. He's the helper. He's the just as Jesus that has come. Jesus said, when I go, I'm sending another, allos in the Greek, another helper. What He's saying is He's just like me. What He's saying is He'll do in my absence what I would do if I was here. Don't trouble over, like Todd's mentioned, in tongues. Don't think, well, I don't have the Holy Spirit. I've never prayed in tongues. The Bible says if we, being of evil nature, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will we give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? So if you ask, you receive. Talk to Him. Receive Him. Don't get a stronghold here about other tongues. Don't get tonguey with the topic and don't get manifestations. Well, I never felt the Holy Spirit come on me. You thank Him. He's in your life. You say, Holy Spirit, I want You on me. I want You to consume me, to be a witness. And I thank You. You're the wisdom in my life. You're the revelation of Jesus in my life. I thank You. You're the prophetic voice in my life. I trust in You. When I read my Bible, You make it come alive because You are the revelation. You spoke to the men that penned these pages. You're the one that gave them insight. Thank You for illuminating my heart the same. Holy Spirit, You're amazing. You're my best friend. Talk to Holy Spirit often. Don't read your Bible like a history book. Open it up and thank Holy Spirit. He's going to minister to your heart. Thank Holy Spirit that He's giving you understanding. When you go to bed at night, thank Holy Spirit He's with you. When you wake up, thank Him that He's leading and guiding you. The Bible says the love of Jesus Christ, or the grace through Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, 2 Corinthians 13, and the fellowship, communion, koinonia of Holy Spirit be with you all. Right? In Philippians 2, He said, if there's any consolation in Christ, that means any encouragement, any bowels of mercy, right? He says, any communion or fellowship with Holy Spirit, make my joy complete that you walk in a like-mindedness. So He talks about the person of the Holy Spirit being our friend. Don't think He doesn't speak. Jesus said He won't speak on His own authority, but that which He hears. That means He's talking to us, guys. And it would be rude if He's talking to us and we would never commune back. How about if we have fellowship with Holy Spirit? Don't be afraid to commune with the person of Holy Spirit. He's God the Holy Spirit. He's on the planet to reveal Christ, to show us things to come, and to bring Him glory. Amen? Talk to Him often.